AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. The Senate is now debating the bill passed in the House to cut the budget and raise the debt ceiling. Kentucky Republican Rand Paul says this is a compromise that goes against the idea of cutting spending.
But the compromise is always to spend more money. How do we know that? The debt deal that's been crafted by Biden and McCarthy is an unlimited increase in the debt ceiling.
Days away from a default crisis, the Senate is dashing to wrap up work with a vote by the end of the week. The Senate has passed a Republican measure overturning President Biden's student loan cancellation plan. The bill had the support of two Democrats, John Tester from Montana and Joe Manchin from West Virginia, as well as an independent, Arizona's Kirsten Sinema. Minority Whip John Thune says the president's plan to cancel up to $20,000 in federal student loans for 43 million people is unfair.
It's something of a slap in the face to Americans who chose more affordable college options or worked their way through school to avoid taking on student loans, or whose parents scrimped and saved to put them through college.
Washington Democrat Patty Murray says the relief is targeted
to reach those who need it the most. 90% of the relief will go to borrowers earning less than $75,000 a year.
President Biden is sure to veto the bill. The police chief in Davenport, Iowa, says three residents of an apartment building that partially collapsed are still unaccounted for.
At this point, we're not getting any further information that other people are in this building and missing. So right now, again, we are concentrating on those three.
Chief Jeff Bladel says at first they thought five people were missing. Two of them have since been accounted for and are safe. A structural engineer's report issued last week indicated a wall of the apartment building was at imminent risk of crumbling, but residents weren't warned. This is AP News. The Supreme Court agreed to revive some whistleblower lawsuits accusing two pharmacy chains of overcharging the government for prescription drugs.
The whistleblowers are getting another chance to pursue their claims that SuperValu and Safeway defrauded Medicare and Medicaid by reporting regular retail prices on generic drugs when they had actually been discounted. An expert in the Safeway lawsuit testified the company received $127 million more than it would have gotten had it reported the discounted price. Although a lower court found the higher prices were not objectively unreasonable, Justice Clarence Thomas writes, the appeals court applied the wrong standard, and what matters, he says, is whether the defendant knew the claim was false. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Stocks are higher at the close with hope the Fed may soon ease up on its hikes in interest rates. And I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.